Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. We're talking about Nican and kids. Kid stories, children's stories. How do we utilize the Nican Wellness Home, or can kids and children benefit from Nican? That's the question of the day. And I want to say right out of the gate, emphatically and resounding yes. And the reason why is because whether you're an infant or even more than that, whether you're still in the womb or you've got one foot in the grave, regardless of your age, when you immerse yourself into an environment, much like one found in nature, where we're pulling the elements of nature into your home, regardless of what that home looks like, that could be a motor home, that could be an apartment, it doesn't matter, or even my dear friend who served in Desert Storm, he had a wellness tent, so to speak, where he bunked serving in the Middle East. It doesn't matter the location or the bricks and mortar structure of it. When we take what God put out in nature, when we look at the magnetic field of the earth, we look at the grounding elements, we look at the beautiful rays of the sun, the horizontal energy, as the Japanese call it, the vitamins of the air. It's called all different things according to different peoples. But when you pull all that stuff into your home, into the elements of sleep and water and nutrients, the body will respond favorably. So let's talk about that, and I do want to open up the line, and at any given point, if you've got a question or a comment or a contribution in the realm of kids' stories, please just hit *6, but because of background noise, and I don't know how much background noise the birds are providing right now, but they're really, really loud this morning, and I'm sitting on my porch, so I do apologize for that. But it's one of the few quiet places, and this is the time of year I get to do this. But let me just give you a little background for myself. I am the middle son of three boys, and one of the core elements that our mom used when raising us, and she is 77 years young, and I am right at the half century, and I'm the father of three amazing daughters, 20, 17, and 9. So I'm not the end-all expert on the subject of kids or grandkids or great-grandkids or childrening. However, I think I have a little bit to leverage. I'm not a pediatrician, okay? I'm a Nicanite for, oh goodness, 26 years. So, but in reading an email that I received this morning, or late last night actually, from a friend, a customer, who's got a 17-year-old son with some major, major issues. And if I could request those of you who've already hit *6 on your line and demuted, if you could hit it again and make it so it's not demuted, because the background noise will drive me absolutely nuts. Well, at least my right ear, because that's the only ear I have plugged in. Unless you've got a question already, but we haven't even gotten into this. But here's the premise I want to share with you, and that is this. My mom, growing up, she only had three core philosophies when it came to parenting. And she would share these three core philosophies with the foster siblings that we took in from time to time. Usually it was foster boys, and there weren't that many. I think we had many more single-parent families that lived with us. We lived in a bigger home that we had a couple extra rooms when we lived further into Portland. But she used the same philosophy when we moved out into the country and into a smaller home, and it was simply this. There are three ground rules for living with the Rogers, and they were this. We go to church as a family, so you're going to go to church with us, okay? Oregon law says that until you're 18 or until you graduate from high school, you need to go to school. So that was rule number two. And then the third one, and this is the way she always stated it, was because you're probably not as nutritionally sound as I am as an adult, I'm going to help you make nutritional decisions so your body can function. And when you look at Niken as a whole, as a company, I really want to hone in on that third ground rule. And it was simply this, that because you're not wellness sound as a child, you probably haven't arrived. I was laughing at the picture that I saw posted on the camp website where our daughter is this week. We pick her up today, our 9-year-old, and one of the first pictures that was taken that we found, her holding a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew. And she's got this smile on her face that simply conveys, oh, I'm going to enjoy this. And because of the energy overload, you're going to pay for my hyperactivity. That's what was conveyed on her face. And I immediately started laughing because I thought, oh, her counselors and her cabin mates have no idea what that sugar and caffeine is going to do to her little 9-year-old body. They're going to pay dearly for that choice of hers. Because I know her, all right? I'm not an expert on the subject of parenting, but I know that 9-year-old. Because for the last 8 years and however many months since we brought her home from Ethiopia, she's been our daughter. And I just know how her body functions. So how do we morph, how do we utilize Niken products for children? Well, the first thing is really simple. Children are just little adults. So if we utilize the Niken sleep system, the core, the backbone of Niken's product line, well, get a sleep system underneath your children or your grandchildren. Watch how it impacts their lives. And it, regardless of what they're dealing with physically or they're not dealing with, watch how sleep impacts their body. Okay, that you can Google it, you can look it up. Everybody knows this, that different ages require different amounts of sleep. Especially teenagers, they need more sleep than, let's say, a 40, 50, or 60-year-old adult. Their bodies are at a pivotal stage. They need more sleep. And when you get them on a Niken sleep system where they're getting into a deep REM stage, they're going to sleep deeper and harder. Water. Okay, our bodies are more than 70% water, so that's a kind of a given. Our daughters, especially our oldest, she's like a fish. She requires, I mean, I don't know what the ounces are per day that she drinks, but she runs circles at least twice as much water as I drink. I know that we need, as a human, we need half our body weight in ounces of water per day to maintain hydration, to keep everything, all the toxins flowing out, and to maintain. In the summer months, in the warmer months, when we're sweating, we need more. Or if we're playing an athletic sport, we need more. So keep your kids hydrated. It's really simple. Okay? The National Pediatric Association, I don't know the specific name, but NPR reported this a few weeks ago, and they studied 8,000 children ages 2 to 18, and what they discovered was 20% of them. All right, do the math. That's 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5 of these children do not consume any water at all. So I'm thinking this is the parents' fault because they're not encouraging their children to drink even a little bit of water, even one glassful. They're not drinking any water at all. Of these 8,000 children they studied, again, ages 2 to 18, what they also discovered is that these same children who are not drinking any water, what are they drinking? Okay? And again, I'm not being a technical conference call guru, but if you can demute your line, if you're moving around, if you might have inadvertently hit star 6 because you wanted to get a first question or comment in, that background noise will drive lots of people nuts. Anyways, what are these children drinking if they're not drinking water? They're drinking sugary substances, energy drinks, juice, pop, soda, carbonated, whatever you want to call it, Coke, Pepsi, The latest craze amongst the pop culture is LaCroix, or other names or other brands for sparkling water that's got a little bit of flavoring in it, but all it is carbonated water. Well, that should be good for you, right, Vance? Sure. You're drinking carbonic acid. You're putting acid into your body. And if our bodies, I love the way Dennis Williams presents this, if our bodies weren't created by God to be able to function and overcome that, that acid would literally eat right through our insides. So that's just the water subject. Those 20%, by the way, third little aspect about that research finding, and this was all reported on NPR. It was like a 30-second soundbite, and I didn't even look it up. I just trusted NPR, to National Public Radio, to report the facts. But they also discovered, of those 20% that are drinking nothing but other than water, they're not consuming anything, their caloric consumption every day is double that of normal kids who are drinking some water. And I thought, their caloric consumption is double. Maybe, just maybe, that might be contributing to the rise in obesity amongst children. It's absolutely staggering. And I noticed, and I'm not making fun of them, I'm just simply something I noticed the other day when Stacy and I ran to town. And it was a young man. It wasn't that hot. It really was not that hot. Let's say 65, and a young man was walking down the sidewalk and without a shirt on, which I thought, that's kind of odd because it's not really that warm. And there was so much jiggling on his body that I thought, you know, that's really not very becoming of him. And I wasn't making fun of him, and I'm not making fun or making light of the situation right now. That was the thought that crossed my mind. I didn't say anything out loud, but I thought, you know, number one, it's not that hot. And number two, it's not very becoming of a young man to who's bothered. Because I used to be that young man, all right, a few years ago before I discovered Neekin's nutritional products and especially the Vital Balance. So that sleep, I spent more time on the water aspect. Let's finish by talking about nutritionals. And this is where I want to share a couple testimonies, and I want to open up the lines for either comments or questions. The Neekin nutritionals are really, really simple. Here's the formula for children, okay? And I think when I open up this can of worms, people are going to ask the question, is that an exact formula? No, there's no such thing as an exact formula. But all of Neekin's nutritionals are designed on the label. They give us a dosage. In that dosage, that designation, per se, is for a 130 to 150 pound person, human being. So if you have a child that weighs, let's say, 75 pounds, so whatever that dosage is, you can cut it in half, all right? If, for example, the immunity, the mushroom formula, 14 different rare mushrooms that work amazingly well to help build up the body's immune system. So if the dosage is 2 for maintenance, and again, this is for maintenance. If you're dealing with a cold or a sickness, or you're going to take a trip and it's the middle of winter and you know you're going to be encountering people that may not be at 100% healthy, well, up the dosage. It's that simple. So for a 75-pound child, a young person, you know, 1. If it's 2 on the bottle, you can take 1. Or give them 1, and that's going to provide adequate maintenance. I know our oldest daughter this week came down with something, and literally just derailed her in that, so much so that she slept 17 hours one day because she was so out of it. She said to me, or later that night, my wife Stacy said, yeah, Kenneth didn't remember anything about waking up other than when you woke her up to put the grounding pad, the Kinko ground, underneath her bare feet. Well, she's sleeping on the couch in the living room. And I was up, you know, at my normal time, and I just slid it underneath her feet because I was done using it, and I knew it would help. But she told me later that night, she said, Daddy, I've been taking several lactoferrin every few hours to overcome this. I was with her most of the day yesterday, and she's doing remarkably well, but she did say, I wonder if I should schedule an appointment to go to the doctor. My ear infection is raging right now. And she's been prone to this because she deals with a lot of different allergy issues. But here's a kid who has been taking Jade Greenzyme, Meekins barley product, since she was 3 years old. It really, really has helped transform her life. I mean, literally, I remember when she was a kid, and here's a quick testimony for you. She would go outside and play when, she's basically allergic to spring, summer, and fall. If she moved to Siberia or someplace where, like Alaska, where it was constantly frozen, she'd do great. But unfortunately, she's allergic to anything that blooms and grows. A lot of different types of foods don't work well with her system. But as a kid, I remember she would go outside, be playing and doing whatever. She'd come in, her eyes would literally be swollen shut because her body reacted so violently. She would go get some grape juice, dilute it down 50-50 with water. She would mix up the Jade Greenzymes, taking a teaspoonful and dipping it into the cup and stirring it around. She would drink it herself. I didn't have to force this on her. And literally in minutes, we could watch all that puffiness, the swollenness in her eyes, completely disappear. Now, is that a medical claim for what core nutritionals can do for you? Nope. That's just simply her response and how her body reacted. We do the same thing with all three of the girls. They take the Meekins nutritionals on a regular basis. They absolutely love the Meekins Vital Balance. It's not only a great meal on the go, it's just it works and it helps their bodies function. Last night, Emily and I, we partook of one of the three experiences at IKEA. They have three smorgasbords a year, but prior to going into that wonderful experience of all you care to eat, all things Swedish, for just $13, we took and popped one of the cleanse and detox. Well, why do you take a cleanse and detox? Why would your child take a cleanse and detox? Well, it's quite simple, is that all the processed food, the chemicals that are in that food, because it's all manufactured, meatballs and all the sauces and dips, and we tend to eat a little more than we should, but again, it's only three times a year. It helps the body process and eliminate all this stuff so that you can get right back onto a normal routine. And it just works. It's kind of our secret weapon. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way. One other quick testimony that applies to pretty much anybody and everybody, and this does not fall into those three categories of sleep, water, and nutrients, but all of Meekins daily, the daily energy products that we have, and I'm going to focus in on one in particular. When it comes to children, especially in the summer months, we get outside. We're exposed to more sun, and sometimes maybe we'll forget to put sunblock on or wear a hat or wear proper clothing because it's hot. We want to get out and enjoy the sun. So occasionally you might get sunburned. The greatest ally that Meekins makes for sunburns, well, we have two things no longer available are the thermals, but if you've got a set of thermals, those are wonderful to sleep in. If you do get a sunburn, on your shoulders or your thighs, put the Meekins thermals on and sleep in those for a couple of days, and that'll help. And if you don't have any of those, the CM cream, which is available, and I hope it'll always be available, that is the greatest ally that we have for sunburns. Why? Because it contains an anti-inflammatory. Our oldest did this a few days ago. I think it was actually 2 weeks ago. She was helping me on a project and didn't put enough sunblock on. It was more on her back where she was wearing a tank top. And the irony is the areas where she couldn't reach to get the CM cream on, the next morning were still sunburned. Every other area, her shoulders, her cheeks, her forehead, her arms, every other area that got a little bit pink was totally normal skin color by the morning. Now, again, is that a medical claim? Nope. I'm just telling you, that's what happens. When we use these products, we implement them into our children's lives, and They just function. There are so many other amazing stories out there. I know several of you on the call right now want to chomp in and add, so do so. But please let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and or if you've got a question or a comment, go ahead.
Hi, Vance. It's Nancy in Cleveland. I have been using the CM cream on bee stings for years. It's wonderful. Or mosquito bites, even. But I had a new one yesterday. She's not a child, but it also, as you were talking about children, could apply to a child, and we may not even be aware of it, but she bought a ground, finally, and it got to her on Tuesday, and I talked to her yesterday, and she said, you know, I had this really strange thing, and the only thing I can attribute it to is using the ground. She had very sensitive skin on her entire legs, both of them. And I said, did you have this as a child? No, as an adult. And, I mean, that's a long time for her. And the only thing I could, in the stories that she was telling me about it, trying to describe what it felt like, was if somebody, even if a child were to sit on her lap, she couldn't tolerate it for more than probably a minute or two because of the pain. And since she's been using the ground, which she got on Tuesday, she said, my legs don't hurt as much. I said, do you think it's the skin or underneath? She said, probably right underneath the skin. So, you know, children could possibly be feeling this and not being able to even put it together, even if they're verbal.
Well, Nancy, even though that you said this didn't occur or she was not experiencing this until she became an adult, this does relate to children because I'm not trying to go biblical on people, but, you know, one of the greatest children's stories ever was when Jesus in the New Testament said, suffer the little ones to come unto me. And you get this kind of this visual image of, you know, Santa Claus, you know, the children come setting up in his lap. And how terrible is that? And I've met parents who their bodies and their physical things they were dealing with, they hurt so much that they would have to say to their children, no, remember, mommy hurts. Careful, don't hug mommy so hard. And as a parent, that's terrible. So, Nancy, what's so cool about this experience is just in a few days' time, her body's able to process out whatever it is. And we're not making medical claims here, and I know some of you are going, why do you keep saying that, Vance? We're not. We don't. That's her experience.
Interestingly, she started before she got to that, telling me that now her ankles are hurting. And I said, I said to her, are you drinking water? She said, well, I probably didn't have enough yesterday. And when I talked to her before we ordered to get it on Tuesday, I said, she actually was at my house and loves the water. And she said, oh, I've got to remember to change the water filter. So I said to her yesterday, did you change the water filter? Yes. I said, okay. I said, maybe you're detoxing through your... And then she went on to tell me about her legs. That was a new experience for me to hear that both legs hurt, I guess, equally as much just by touching them.
And that's the beauty, Nancy, because exactly 1 week ago, while we were on this call, while we were listening to Chris Bruce share his story, unbeknownst to me, the friends that we invited to the beach that were with us, it's just a single mom, and she said, Vance, I used that grounding thing, and she said, I'm sold. It makes total sense to me. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she shared, I could immediately feel it. And Stacy looked at her, and this was our breakfast conversation. Stacy looked at her and said, I don't feel nothing. I'm laughing. Everybody responds different. Later that afternoon, she ordered one.
Mm-hmm.
And she ordered the CM cream for her daughter, who is a dancer. She could have gone professional had she chose to, but she chose to not do that. But her daughter has used the CM cream for years, because when a dancer, and many of us know dancers or we've heard stories, you're putting the body through an amazing amount of stress. And these are just simple solutions that are I like to say organic or natural, or they just make sense. But the biggest thing dealing with inflammation now, again, and bringing it back to kids, because Nancy, you bring up a really valid point with the Kinko ground. Kids are exposed, and I'm sitting right now holding my cell phone, which is a Wi-Fi conductor. Okay, so I'm whatever it's touching, whatever I have contact with that device, it's transmitting negative energy, not good stuff, not negative, you know, not negative ions, as we like to say. Those are found in nature. That's not what it's transmitting. Kids are so exposed to it because they're using their laptops, they're using their iPads, they always have their phone on them if they have a device. Always. And so when we're exposed to more of that, we need to utilize something like a Kinko ground to pull that inflammation out of the body, or go run around barefoot out in the grass like we used to when we were kids. And if it's too cold where you live, because right now I'm getting kind of chilly, it's 55 degrees according to the thermometer, and I'm sitting out on the porch. But kids can utilize that.
The grounding book that she took mine because we were going to be away for the week, and she got her own. She's been reading it, apparently. And in there, it says you can also get the same effect on sidewalks. I said, that's a new one. I had not heard that one before.
Why do you think, Nancy, that you can get that same effect?
I said, I wonder if it's because they're porous. You think?
Well, I don't know, but in the movie, and I forgot the name of the movie, it's a recent Netflix one that I watched, Sight Unseen. I watched the trailer and then I immediately pushed play, only because of the cast. I like Chevy Chase. He's very funny. He's got a really interesting wit. Richard Dreyfuss. And then, oh my goodness, I forgot who the leading actress was in it. But about halfway through the movie, the leading actress, she takes off her shoes and they're walking down a sidewalk. And she's portrayed in this movie as this hippie, free-spirited individual. And Chevy Chase's character looks at her and says, why are you walking barefoot on a public sidewalk? You know, come on, you're going to step on something. That's gross, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can see all the reaction on his face. And she said, oh, I just love it. I get so much energy, and it's so, you know, wonderful. And I'm just sitting there watching the movie and going, this movie just was produced. This was just a couple months ago. What a great validation of grounding. And you can. You can. We used to kind of think that, you know, the concrete is a barrier. Well, sure, it's a barrier. But if you're wearing normal shoes, the shoes are a worse barrier than the concrete. But we, you know, Dr. Why do I always struggle with her name? Conifer, one of the leading experts on the subject of grounding, she talks about that. When a child, or even an adult, when they lay on the grass or they roll around on the grass, they're grounding. They're picking up that energy, and they don't have to be in their birthday suit, okay? You don't have to even be bare feet. But last weekend on Father's Day, when I walked on the beach barefoot, I was loving that experience. I was loving that feeling. I can simulate that same feeling on the Kinko ground in a matter of a few minutes. I can feel it. Because all the stress, the stuff I put my body through on any given day, because I tend to overdo it every day, don't ask me why, but I do drink plenty of water. But I can feel that. I sleep with my feet on a Kinko ground at night, but I really feel it in the morning. So, Nancy, you've got grandchildren, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Of all the different experiences you've had over the years with the Nikan products, do you have any grandchildren stories that you remember that come to mind?
When two of the three were younger, they liked the jade under their tongue. they liked the taste of it. I don't know whether it gave them a buzz or what it did to them, but they liked that. Yeah, I do. Actually, when my oldest grandchild had 11 third set of teeth removed from her jaw. She was probably, 12 years old maybe. Her father brought her here because everybody else was working, and we were going to be home the rest of the day, and she was already starting to swell. And it was right around the time that the, one of those little minis that with the Band-Aid around them were called, I forget what they're called, already. And I said, oh, good, we can try something new on you. And I put them all around her face, all around her mouth, and also put, I think, the one of the wraps over her, you know, her lower face. And she went upstairs and went to sleep. Came downstairs, no pain, no swelling. That was a couple hours later. And I said, oh, my goodness. So that was probably one of the profound ones.
Yeah, and isn't that fun doing that versus doing, you know, whatever the... And I'm trust me, you guys, when I say this, because you've heard me say it before, I'm all for Western medicine, okay? I'm a first responder, okay? I'm a volunteer firefighter, and, you know, people call 911 when crisis happens, and I'm all for that. However, what if we use something that's more organic? When I was a kid, when we'd get into stinging nettles, you know what we did? We went and ground it. We didn't call it that. We didn't know that's what we were doing, but we slapped mud on it. And if a stinging nettle was anywhere on our legs, we would just set down in some mud, or we'd make mud, and that took away the sting immediately. I mean, it's that simple. So why as adults do we want to put chemicals into our bodies? I'm not saying, you know, if you get into nettles or if you get stung by a bee, you need to run out and slap some mud on it, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But what about using a piece of duct or using a small magnet or using some CM cream? Or, here's a fun one too, the Nican toner. The Nican toner is fantastic for sunburns, for stings, for skin abrasions. There's lots of other stories, and I'm curious, if those of you who have some that you're chomping at the bit, this is not the Nancy and Vance call. this is about kids. And what I'd really like to do is next week, and here's my teaser for what we're going to be doing next Saturday, is questions. Because Nancy has shared some great intel and some great stories, but maybe you've got some questions. That's what we're going to focus in on next week. That's what I've already planned on, because how do you, or what would you suggest for this? Fill in the blank. And again, we're not going to make any medical claims or diagnose or, you know, attempt to treat anybody, but what would you do in that scenario? So, but any other stories, any testimonies? Star 6 on your phone line. We've got a few minutes left.
I have one, Vance.
Go ahead.
This is Loretta, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Loretta. Where's
okay,
home for you, by the way?
I have three grandchildren who are now grown, but when they were small, they all had reflux really bad. So I gave them a magnet. We taped it to the onesie right on the stomach. As long as that magnet was on there, they never had reflux. If one of the parents changed their clothes and they forgot to put the magnet on, then the child became very fussy and crying. And they'd say, did you forget to put the magnet on? And they'd go put the magnet on, and immediately the child would stop fussing and crying. And all three of those girls, when they were little, used that magnet for months, and it stopped their reflex, which helped their mother tremendously.
And Loretta, how old are those children today?
Today they're 20, 23, and 25. And they still fight over. I gave them a, remember the little blankets, farmer's blankets that used to come in our kits when we bought the mattress?
Yep, we can still get them, the sample blankets, yes.
You can still get them?
I believe
so.
Oh,
maybe, I didn't know that.
Maybe
anyway,
I don't know.
They took one to college with them, and those kids fight over that blanket. Whenever they have their period, they put that on their stomach, and immediately the pain is gone. And that blanket is like a, it's in shreds, but they still use it. I'd love to get a hold of three more of those blankets.
Well, you know, and we, the travel blanket, I know we no longer have, but I also know that being a dad of daughters, okay, again, I'm not an expert on this subject, but two of which, 20 and 17, respectfully, they deal with that special time of the month, okay? And there, the oldest is more gracious. I'm not saying the middle is not, but it's just part of her DNA, the way she's wired. She's just not nice, all right? And she knows it. She owns it. But what's amazing is what's the first thing they ask for or the first thing they grab? Because I got tired of replacing the ones they lost, but it's the Kinko Flex, the MagFlex,
mm-hmm.
Okay, because it has all three of Meekin's core technologies in it. And it's fantastic. You place it right there on the stomach, on the abdomen, and when they're having that going through their menstrual cycle, it really, really helps. So, and it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic for young ladies, especially when they first start, because their body's going through so many different changes. And again, no drugs, no side effects. The only side effect is, you know, they don't hurt. You don't.
You know, the fire infrared wraps will do the same thing. I'll take a knee wrap if I have a stomach problem and just put that knee wrap on my stomach. Or if I have an ankle wrap, whatever it is, you just grab one of those and it stops an upset stomach or cramps in the stomach or
absolutely.
Any of those fire things.
Oh, go ahead, Loretta.
Any of the fire infrared work wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, children don't know. They're kind of like animals, and I don't want to segue all the way into animals, but we have a young lady living with us for a few weeks until her house becomes available, and she's got a Jack Russell Terrier. And what was really ironic was that as we're standing there talking two days ago, I've got the Kinko ground laying on the floor, and the Jack Russell Terrier comes in the living room and comes, of all the places, it could lay down right on top of the Kinko ground. And Sid's standing there watching her dog do this. She's like, "Vance, tell me about the little heating pad." I said, "Oh, it's not a heating pad." I said, "It's a grounding pad." That was her reaction. She said, "I know about grounding. I, you know, living in Hawaii, they do that a lot. I need to order one of those." Children will do the same thing. That what they don't know about anything, they'll naturally gravitate. And animals are so. Anyways, we got time for one more. Thank you, Loretta, so much. Any other stories? Again, all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line. Okay.
If no one else is going to pipe up, I have a grounding story from probably 35 years ago. A man I went to hear talk, who is a psychologist, had been someplace out of the country and got deathly ill. They were finally able to come back to the U.S. and saw many doctors, was told to get his affairs in order, he was going to die. He started hugging trees. And when I mentioned before about my customer taking so long to buy the grounding pad, we heard him talk last summer, and Carol went with us. And I said, he was talking about, you know, basically, he may have called it grounding, I don't remember. But I said to him, "Are you still hugging trees?" And he is. This literally healed him because he was on his deathbed. He wrote a book about it.
Yeah, no, and that's the beautiful thing. And again, and I apologize for the plane in the background that's flying overhead. thank you. Dr. Laura Conifer, in one of the YouTube videos that I found, she talks about that you know, a few minutes is great, a few hours is even better. Does that mean we need to go hug and hold a tree for hours upon hours on end? No. But that's the beautiful thing about all of Meekin's products, is they figured out a way to bring wellness from the outside into our homes. Is it the same? I don't know. I'm not an expert on the subject of grounding, but the more I read, the more things I find on YouTube to watch to just inform myself And then the results that I get in my own physical body with different things that I deal with, it's wonderful to do that. We've always said, and people around the country have always made fun of those of us that live here in the Pacific Northwest, that we're a bunch of tree huggers. Okay? And that's fine. I'll take it. I got a trip coming up in a couple weeks to Dallas, Texas, and I know my family and my friends down there, they look at us up here as tree huggers. Because, number one, we have so many trees. It's so green. The Doug firs, the cedars, the spruce, the pines. We have all these trees that are green year-round, and they're always emitting natural earth energy. The problem is that we have continued over the decades to put those people in that category. Now, I is one. I always have been one. To get out there in nature, I'm doing it today. I'm cutting a bunch and splitting and stacking a bunch of firewood. It's not live. It doesn't have energy because it's been dead on the ground for quite some time. But again, I'm going to be out there in it. Can I do that barefoot on the ground? No, and I wouldn't. However, there are lots of things we can do. And especially, again, taking this full circle, finishing with the topic at hand with children, encourage them to utilize what we have. It's a small investment when you look at the ROI, the return on that investment. When it comes to children, may we never know what we're preventing. And if we can alleviate some of the common things that they deal with, just by encouraging them to get enough sleep, to drink enough water, and to eat some basic nutrients that will allow their body to function better. And I never even got started into, you know, how breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and that by starting the day with a Vital Balance shake, you literally can cover up so many different things. So, again, next week, questions, comments. Yes, go ahead, Julie.
So, we didn't talk about the MAG Duo, and one of my partners loves the MAG Duo for her son. He often gets upset stomachs, I think starting at maybe around age 5, and he knows if he grabs the MAG Duo and uses it on his stomach, it usually only takes a couple minutes, and then his stomach is better. So the MAG Duo, and my grandson likes the MAG Duo too, because he's always getting lots of bumps and bruises, and he knows if he uses it for a few minutes, then he almost instantly feels better. So I think the MAG Duo is one of the best things to keep handy. I have one in my purse, one in my car, and a couple handy at home.
You know, and there again, Julie, what a great testimony or validation of what Loretta shared earlier about the comforter, whether it's a small one or a big one, and now her three grandchildren have used that one so often it's in shreds. But that's only one technology. That's only one of the three core that Nikan has. But with the MAG Duo, Nikan figured out a way to incorporate all three. You've got the magnetic field of the earth, you've got the sun energy, and then you've got that horizontal energy. And when you spin those two balls that are in the MAG Duo, it emits all that. It throws it out there. The Kinko Touch works the same way. It's electronic, so you don't have to spin it. You just turn it on, and you hold it over the area. And that's the beauty thing. Kinko Flex is doing it, but it's not in motion. It's more passive. So, and again, we could get into the technical aspects of this, but Julie, thank you for sharing that, because it's a great reminder of, active wellness. If that's our go-to, it just becomes second nature. So we've got lots more stories and comments and questions. Again, now that we're warmed up to the idea, if I could encourage you next Saturday, let's start where we left off, because it is the top of the hour, and many of us have other things to do. I have a kid that I need to go pick up at camp in an hour, and I got several things I need to do to get there. So anyway, that's the topic for next Saturday. So please, come ready to share your stories, and there'll be a lot less advanced in other people's stories about children. And I think it's going to be very powerful for people to have these and be able to go, oh, I never thought of that. That's what we'll be doing. So, on that note, I'm going to say adios, farewell. Those of you who want to tap in, and this commercial is for the ICANN Attitude course, we are at week number one. It's not too late to join. We've got an amazing diverse group, but I will, and I won't keep talking about it in the future because I'm going to cut it off. But if you want to join us, pop me a text or an email and say, Vance, yeah, I'd like to join. But check out lesson number 12. It's on the website, SaturdayAMLive.com. It's under the tab that says ICANN Attitude Development Course. Listen to lesson number 12. That's an overview of the whole course, or read it, and then jump into lesson number 1. And again, it's right there. They're all in reverse order, starting with 12. So scroll all the way down. Again, that's on the tab that says ICANN Attitude Development Course. It's a 12-week course. We just got started this week. And then join us Tuesday night, this number, and I'll give you the time for the call, because I'm not going to give it out to everybody. This is an active course. You do need to register. You need to let me know that you're going to do it, because I can't facilitate it, and neither can the other people who are leading the course this session if we don't know who you are. And it does, because we're doing some things differently this time of go around. So, anyways, folks, thank you so much. Thank you to Nancy and to Loretta and to Julie. And it seemed like there was one other person who shared. So, anyways, if I missed you, thank you for sharing. Next Saturday, children's more stories, less rhetoric from Vance, and more comments from you all wonderful people. So have a great weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in.